Now, more than 20 swifts have returned to nest boxes on a house in Stoke Bishop in Bristol. Mark and Jane Glanville have got the boxes in the eaves of their home. And exciting news, first egg of the season was laid by one of the birds that migrate from Africa yesterday morning. And Mark and Jane post a daily blog with updates and pictures. Morning, Jane.
Good morning, Emma. How are you?
I'm good. Exciting times.
It is. It is. Yeah, we're very pleased that we've got a lot of our swifts back already.
When I last spoke to both of you, they hadn't arrived yet. So what was that first moment like when you knew they were on their way?
Well, Mark is the swift nut. He is the one that gets so excited. It's like all his Christmases have come at once. He goes around the house screaming, it's back, it's back, the first one's back.
Jane, do you ever feel second fiddle to the swifts? I'm just wondering.
For a very long time, Emma, yeah.
Oh, bless you. Well, at least you know where you start.
I do.
It's a bit like me. I'm second fiddle to football when there is any football.
Well, football is in there as well.
Oh, gosh. So I'll talk to Mark in a minute about the birds, but what do you do while he's running around the house screaming the swifts are back? What's your job in all of this?
Well, we write a daily swift blog, and I help Mark with that because he's okay at all the writing, but the technical bit I do. So I take photographs and I take videos.
Brilliant.
And we put those on our daily blog so people can see what's happening in the swift world.
Excellent.
We also get emails from all over the world from other people who are mad about swifts as Mark is.
I love that.
We include photographs and videos that other people are doing, and also live links from webcams from, you know, other parts of the world.
See, where would he be without you being his technology manager, Jane? That's what I say.
Well, it does. It's teamwork.
Well, let me have a word with him then. Let's see if we can do it without screaming. Thank you, Jane. Let's talk to Mark.
Okay.
Thank you, Jane. Mark, King of the Swifts. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Emma. I wouldn't quite say that.
Exciting times. You had your first egg yesterday, is that right?
Yeah, the first egg was laid yesterday. Unfortunately, though, this is not swift weather at the moment. It's swifts like it warm and sunny, and the last 2 or 3 days have been bleaching cold, haven't they?
It's on the way back, though. The warm weather's coming back, so they should be okay.
Yeah, one thing about if the weather turns in too cold, they have got a tendency to throw the eggs out and start again.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on that then. How are the numbers compared to previous years for the moment?
Yeah, not too bad. Our first bird arrived back on April the 23rd, and then we had quite a few turn up in the first week in May when it was really quite warm. And we had about two-thirds. We normally expect about 30 back, and we've had about 20, 21 turn up so far. And the rest of them will turn up over the next couple of weeks. So I reckon by the end of May, we should be somewhere around the 30 total again.
This is your highlight of your year, isn't it?
Well, that and the football season, yeah.
And Jane, don't forget Jane.
Yeah, I'm talking about Jane, of course. Oh, you've got me into trouble now, haven't you?
This is fine. She knows where... I'm in a similar position. I come behind football and Kylie Minogue. I know where I stand. Okay, so you're still expecting more. Do they arrive at a particular time of the day, Mark? Do they fly in the morning or the evening, or is it just whenever they feel like it?
Well, quite often they do turn up sort of in the morning period, yeah. So I think they must be travelling, because they can travel night and day when they kind of migrate up. And quite often they will arrive, about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning. You hear a lot of noise outside, and as a newcomer just turned up.
Oh, I love it. Listen, good luck. I'm so glad they've started to arrive. I'm going to give out the details of the blog on the website. Mark and Jane Glanville from Stoke Bishop in Bristol. Go and have a look at bristolswifts.co.uk. There's a blog and a link to the cameras as well. If you're homeschooling, this would be a great project, isn't it? Because the children could keep up to date daily with what they can spot. That would be great. bristolswifts.co.uk.